You're listening to The Guardian's Private View podcast, Adrian Searle's regular look at major works of contemporary art. This week, Adrian looks at one of the mind-bending mazes by conceptual artist Susan Hiller, on display at the Timothy Taylor Gallery in London. The work is called From Here to Eternity.
Imagine, if you will, a labyrinth. A circular maze. It can be made of walls that are taller than you are, or a low hedge, perhaps of boxwood, or of laurel, or of yew. It can be of stone. It can be nothing more than a low relief of shallow ridges and troughs on the earth. Or it could be a drawing, a line dividing spaces, a circle drawn by a compass, whose inner configurations are at first sight a series of concentric rings, but seen from the air, or seen by the one who designed it, is more like innards coiled in a body. A series of meandering turns that turn and turn again inside themselves. From the exterior, the entrance, to the interior, the heart of the labyrinth, a sort of womb, perhaps. I'm imagining it as a plan seen from the air, or the architect's drawing. And if I imagine someone walking through the labyrinth, they appear as a dot. In this case, a blue dot, whose motion is unvarying, making its way towards the centre or away from it. It's hard to tell. Sometimes to get to the centre you need to move or to travel what one thinks is away from the centre. But how can you tell if you don't have a thread like Ariadne to guide you in and out? You might panic. Imagine a second labyrinth. Not circular, but octagonal. Although essentially, there isn't much difference. The turns are sharper and harder. You move in straight lines. There are vanishing points blocked off. Perhaps there are more turns. But imagine what it must be like to get to the center of it. And what do you find when you get there? After your turn upon turn upon turn upon turn upon turn and stand in the middle of the labyrinth, what's there? No half bull, no half man, no minotaur, nothing. The labyrinth yields nothing. There's no prize. And if you can imagine two labyrinths, why not a third? Basically square in shape. But imagine it like a plan view of a castle keep, square with sort of embellishments at the corners, and based again upon the coiled circular labyrinth and the octagonal labyrinth, a harder labyrinth altogether. Inside the octagonal labyrinth, the figure I imagine walking or moving through it is red. Inside the square one, it's green. There was a labyrinth in ancient Egypt. It consisted of thousands upon thousands of rooms, all interconnecting, some above ground, some below ground. Knossos's labyrinth in Crete was relatively simple in comparison. But the labyrinth persists on the floors of cathedrals and churches, placed along those dubious ley lines that people see in the English landscape. And elsewhere in the world, on rocks in Tintagel, pavements in Chartres, labyrinths in our heads too, labyrinths in novels. Three labyrinths, side by side, by the artist Susan Hiller. We're sitting in a darkened room with three projections of three labyrinths. It's a room within a bigger room in the gallery in London's Belgravia. It's called From Here to Eternity, these three labyrinths. And a red dot, a blue dot, and a green dot endlessly circle and move around from the exterior to the interior, from the outside to the inside, approaching and moving away from that empty heart that lies in the middle of each one. You could sit here for hours watching, losing the thread, getting lost in the labyrinth of your own thoughts, refinding them again, suddenly catching yourself unawares and realizing that you've forgotten quite where you were. And when you last were aware that you were following one of these little mobile dots in this space inside this Shishi West End Art Gallery. Susan Hiller's been much preoccupied by ghosts and phantoms and auras and the inexplicable for decades. The blue dot had reached the beginning, and now it's begun its journey back towards the centre again, through those meandering lines. You could draw these yourself, couldn't you, with a compass and a protractor? They're the sort of thing that appear in puzzle books. But they're more interesting than they first appear. Think of the panic and the terror you feel when you get lost, when you're not sure, perhaps, which direction. You've paused for a minute and you can't remember which way you were travelling, backwards or forwards. Which is backwards and which is forwards? You could sit it out for hours. No one will come. No one will ever come. You have to find your own way in and out. To the middle and back to the beginning again. Begin now.